Going deeper.
If you could trade in your kids for perfect ones, would you do it? If there was a one day only, no questions asked refund policy on children, where you could swap your kids, you know, the ones who are so imperfect, who make bedtime a battle zone, who answer back and think you don't know anything, who have been known to throw themselves on shopping centre floors in tantrums, would you trade the imperfect kids you have for new, perfect ones? I'm guessing you wouldn't, no matter what they've put you through. They might not be perfect, but they're your kids and you love them. And God's the same with us. Have you ever had the feeling God's wanting to use better people than you to fulfill His plans in the world? That He doesn't rate you as anything special, and He'd rather be spending time with one of His better kids, who He likes more than you anyway? I think most of us have had that cross our minds at some stage. But God doesn't have perfect kids. He's got us. Human parents love their kids, however imperfect they are. How much more does God, the ultimate Father, love His kids, us, in spite of all the headaches we've caused in our time? We're all flawed, we've all fallen short of God's ways, but He adopts us into His family all the same. So, what do we choose? We can be the kids who run away from home, but that doesn't mean our dad isn't there waiting for us to come back. We can be the kids who disobey everything and think they know better, but it doesn't mean He wasn't trying to protect us and provide for us, and that His ways aren't still right. We can be the kids who refuse help and struggle on our own, but it doesn't mean our dad isn't there to lift us up and guide us with His huge hands. Parents love their kids even though kids aren't perfect, and God loves you even though you're not either. He knew what He was getting Himself into. Nobody shocks Him. Nobody is beyond His reach. Be confident in your Heavenly Father's love for you today. I'm Rod Allen for the Salvation Army.